Dear visitors, welcome to Kunjatiska Hora, which is the main dominant feature of the East Bohemian Laba lowland. It was created in a tertiary earth activity, and in the Middle Ages, its cumulus shape gained a new silhouette in the shape of a stone castle. The first castle complex stood at Kunjatiska Hora in the latter part of the 14th century. However, it was brought to public attention during the Hussite Wars when it was rebuilt by the sheriff Divish Božek from Miletinec into a well-fortified Hussite castle characterized by a large forecastle area which was used for the wintering of the field army. In 1491, Kunjatiska Hora was bought by Willem of Pernstein. The arrival of the House of Pernstein marks an era of great bloom for the castle and the whole part of its manor. During the reign of Willem and his sons, the castle dwelling gradually changed through several building adjustments in late Gothic and Renaissance style. Kunjatiska Hora occupies an exceptional place in the history of castle architecture thanks to the building of fortification, which took advantage of massive earth banks and circle fortified walls. Out of these walls, only two have been preserved. The southwest one fell victim to rock mining in past centuries. The whole defence system was then secured by individual castle circuits with ditches, linked to the six gates on the access path. In 1560, Yaroslav of Pernstein sold the manor to the castle chamber, and the place slowly stopped fulfilling its role. In 1645, it was conquered by the Swedish army. The plundered and burnt-down building was quickly perishing, which was also enhanced by the long-term stone mining, lasting until the beginning of the 20th century. In 1919, the castle ruins were purchased by the Pardubice Museum Club, who initiated the establishment of the Kunjatiska Cooperation, which started reparatory and safeguarding work. These were partly carried out according to the project of a remarkable architect, Dušan Jurković, and architect Patzel. Also based on the idea was the famous restaurant with valuable interiors in the Western Track, which is at the moment subject to repairs. The Kunjatiska Cooperation renewed some premises in the palace on the first and second floor and utilised them for expositions. In 1953, the area became state property. As a result of bad condition due to a lack of maintenance, it was closed down in the 1970s. After some palace repairs, it was made accessible again in 1993, and further repairs are still in progress these days. In the interior of the castle palace, there are expositions and exhibitions on various historical themes. The castle is used for a whole range of cultural events. We look forward to your visit. Kunjatiska Hora, where the past comes to life.